for your weird Wisconsin crimes. We start from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Waukesha Apache. The headline, Waukesha police respond to man who was shot 4 years ago.
You know, I'll get around to calling the police. Maybe eventually. Next week.
One man's claim that he was shot by a .22 caliber bullet, while truthful, was not all that it appeared to be when police arrived. According to police reports, early Thursday, Waukesha police urgently responded to the man reported he was shot on Delafield Street. When police responded, the fire department also staged in the area anticipating an injured person. The man called 911 at 1 o'clock in the morning, stating he had been shot in the back outside. Upon making contact with the man, police learned the injury occurred 4 years ago and that he wanted medical assistance because the injury was, quote, aggravated. Medical personnel confirmed that he had a scar from a small caliber bullet in his lower back. So essentially this was hurting him. And instead of just going to get it checked out, mm-hmm. he called and said, I've been shot in the back.
Yeah. That's not the way it works.
That's, yeah. Well, he was, but it was
right.
4 years ago.
Right.
Next story, Waukesha police arrest an unhappy man at the Dairy Queen on Racine Avenue. 9 p.m. Thursday. Screaming. He was screaming at the restaurant staff. And he threw two Dairy Queen blizzards at them because, quote, he did not like them.
What? How can you not like a blizzard?
Have you tried the one with the Reese's cups and the Reese's peanut butter, whatever those little peanut butter Reese's pieces things are?
No.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Never had a blizzard in my life.
Oh, my God.
Never.
Who are you?
I never. What are they? I know they're a Dairy Queen thing, but what?
It's just soft serve, and then they mix in whatever treats you would like.
Candy bar, or whatever, and then they serve
peanuts
it to you
and chocolate
upside
and
down to show you
how thick it is. It's kind of like a Culver's concrete mixer. Same idea.
He doesn't know what that is either.
I haven't had one of those.
Gosh.
But no, I love bad food.
Did you ever have a McFlurry?
What do you mean bad food?
Bad for you. I'm guessing a lot of flurries are not good for you.
Who makes America great, man?
You've never had a McFlurry either from McDonald's?
No. What am I? Seriously.
What's the matter with you?
I love ice cream, too. I don't understand why I've never had one.
What do you
do,
just eat Neapolitan?
You have to support our people, Dave.
Yeah.
And if people find out,
no,
you're not.
Spumoni. That's all you have.
Spumoni. Yeah.
Spumoni. What is the green stuff anyway?
Pistachio.
I know.
Not always. Like
what
if
is
it's,
it?
No, if it's like Tasty Brand, T-A-S-T-E-E, mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's not genuine pistachio.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but
next
you can't
up.
Really afford it.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Thursday night, just before midnight, Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy followed a vehicle that sped past him on I-43 northbound. Until the driver eventually stopped on the high-rise bridge. Authorities say that the woman's vehicle was traveling over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Frequently deviating from the lane. The driver's 51 years old stated that she, quote, had one beer at her daughter's house. Yeah, 0.12 was her breath test.
Mm-hmm.
Her fourth DUI.
Can I give kudos to the Milwaukee Police Department for something they're doing that is helping?
Yes.
I travel either 76th or 91st to Fox 6, and I've seen some of the most erratic driving, speeding like crazy, and now they're placing cars, not necessarily with an officer, just within view. So you see that, and people slow down. Good idea. Love that.
And once again, I consistently see cars that used to be police cars that are sold at auction that still look like police cars.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't
annoying.
Know why they can't repaint them or...
Right. Before they sell them on auction.
Make it look like a regular vehicle versus... Because you know people who buy them are like... You know they're doing the pretend... Not all of them, but some of them are doing the pretend cop thing.
Right.
From Milwaukee, a 48-year-old Milwaukee man was arrested on suspicion of his fifth OWI. The man reportedly sped past deputies. They stopped him, and they found, quote, beer cans rolling around on the vehicle's floor. Next story, Oak Creek. Oak Creek police responded to Meyer, West Drexel Town Square Way. A couple stole more than 20 cans of baby formula from the store. Police reports indicated a man wearing a dark gray jacket, a woman wearing a black jacket, entered the store with an empty cart, went to the baby section, placed 20 cans into the cart. They went to another aisle where they placed all 20 cans into a shopping bag that they brought into the store. Once the baby formula was concealed, they walked out of the store without attempting to purchase $338.40.
Usually that stuff is locked up. I'm surprised it's not there. I'm sure it will be now.
A dispute between a husband and a wife at Southfield Apartments resulted in a police call after an onlooker saw the wife climb onto the hood of the husband's car. A 911 caller reported that a woman outside the apartments had been arguing with someone in a red Audi. When police responded, they spoke with the woman, who stated she got into an argument with her husband and admitted she tried to prevent her husband from leaving. It was a dispute about maybe, you know, his fidelity. The Oak Creek police notified of a suspicious activity. Police said there was a Business Ridge View unusual incident. A male subject flashed a woman outside of her business. According to police, a man in a silver Saturn pulled into the business parking lot and exited twice completely nude. According to the report, surveillance footage was reviewed in which the suspicious sedan was observed turning around and speeding out of the lot after the reported incident. Completely naked. Driving.
Seems like it would be uncomfortable, but...
Especially if it's warm, you slide on the seats, get a little...
What if you have leather seats?
Ew, gross.
Kinda, yeah.
Wah, wah, wah!